This morning, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is still drinking York Coffee Emporium. Beans roasted by Philippa and by Lawrence. But I've jumped continents. I'm no longer in Australia. I'm no longer on the Skybury. But I've moved over to Latin America, to South America, to Peru. And I've had the Tunki from York Coffee Emporium before, about a month ago, when they sent me the Tunki and they sent me the Kaffir Forest from Ethiopia. And I had a bit of a remark because I know the Tunki roasted by other roasters. And what I was missing a little bit in that particular Tunki roasted by Lawrence at the time was that floral notes that very nicely come through the Tunki. And so we had a bit of a chat and he said he was going to experiment a bit more and do a roast within a roast or a blend within a blend, meaning half of the beans will be roasted darker and half a bit lighter. As per usual, I snipped open the bag and laid them out and they were beautifully roasted. I will immediately say that they are still darker than what I know the Tunki to be, meaning that the finish is a bit shinier and the color is a bit darker than what I've seen the Tunki before and that I've tried the Tunki before and other beans too, with kind of more of a matte finish. So the eye, the senses of your eyes immediately can engage, but beautifully roasted, very even, not a blemish on any of the beans. And I believe you me, I look at them meticulously because I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. That's where the coffee experience starts with me. And I've pulled a few shots as an espresso. First, I left it at 18 grams, but I immediately thought, no, that might just be overdosing it. So I went down to 16. And I will say the mouthfeel is beautiful. I will also say that because of the notes and the notes I was missing, I took my coffee tasters and flavor wheel to hand. And in fact, I immediately felt that there was a bit of a smokiness at the end of that experience on your palate in your mouth. Now, that is not unpleasant. That is what happens in a roast at a later stage in the roasting profile. And a lot of people love that. Some people don't like it as much. It doesn't offend me at all. But what I will say is, in again my memory bank of the Tunki, I'm missing the floralness about it because that coffee is very complex. Now, that's been lost a little bit. And I've pulled another shot, made a beautiful flat white, which I'm now live going to put my lips to. And I can already assure you, this is going to be a beautiful milk-based drink because milk can just cut through that. And again, that smokiness, I mean, you will find that smokiness, funnily enough, in a lot of the Monmouth coffee blends. Again, there are degrees of smokiness and there is something really pleasant about that tobacconiness about it. So let me just try this flat white. Well, it is nice. It is, you know, that chocolatiness comes through and there's still this smokiness at the end. It's lovely. It really is a satisfying coffee, especially one in the morning that'll wake you up. I'm pretty sure the palate will engage immediately on something. Okay, that's coffee, as opposed to maybe the more fruity coffees that kind of take you on a bit of a more interesting journey, I would say. But this is definitely, look, this is definitely a coffee that is pleasant to drink, definitely works well with milk. As an espresso, for me, a bit too much one-dimensional. And, well, it's still interesting that probably also depending on the roaster that you use, because Lawrence told me yesterday they've got three different roasters. I mean, they are so fanatic and passionate about their roasting and take so much care in probably also deciding what bean to use in which roaster. I know they've got a really big one there that's more kind of for bigger volumes. But one thing is for sure, they take their roasting extremely seriously. And they provide a variety of beans. I mean, now I've had three different beans from them. And I know that each single bean has been thought through. What are they going to do with it? What profile are they going to actually apply to that? And what taste would they like to really achieve? And what taste actually, it's also dominated by the origin of the bean and what's in the bean already. Now, from those three, I would say the Skybrie. What a sensational experience on the palate. That creaminess, butterness. Oh, unbelievable. The Kaffa Forest. Well, Ethiopians per se are my favorites. One of my favorites. And that had this deep, really mocha-like taste, which I loved. Out of the three, and roasted by York Coffee Emporium, if I was going to choose, I would put possibly even the Skybrie at number one, the Ethiopian Forest at number two, and the Tunki at number three. But again, you know, it's about experiencing. It's about the time of the day that you drink this. What are you eating with it? Who are you eating it with? What are you doing? And what do you enjoy? They're all very good. I would really encourage you to check out York Coffee Emporium and see what they've got. They've got loads on offer for you. Thanks again to Lawrence and Philippa.